All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of human connection. Ever feel like your relationships are a constant tug of war? You know that feeling when you're trying to be understanding, but then be AM. Someone says something that just sets you off. Well, guess what? We've all been there. But today, we're not dwelling in the drama, we're tackling it head on with some seriously simple stoic techniques that can level up your relationships big time. Now, before you roll your eyes and think stoicism, isn't that all about being super serious and unemotional? Let me tell you, that couldn't be further from the truth. Stoicism is about finding inner peace and strength so you can navigate life's challenges with grace, including those tricky relationship bumps. And trust me, these techniques are more about clarity and communication than becoming a stone-faced robot. So here are 5 golden nuggets to sprinkle into your interactions and watch the magic happen. Number 1. Practice active listening. This isn't just about hearing words. It's about truly understanding what the other person is saying, their feelings, their needs, even their unspoken concerns. Think of it like being a detective solving a case. Ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and show genuine interest. You'd be surprised how powerful simply making someone feel heard can be. Number 2. Embrace perspective taking. Ever notice how your perspective often shapes your entire experience? Well, apply that to relationships too. Before reacting to something someone says or does, take a moment to step into their shoes. Consider their background, their experiences, even their current mood. It's like putting on different lenses. Suddenly, things might not seem so black and white anymore. Number 3. Control your reactions. This is where the stoic magic really shines. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react. When someone pushes your buttons, take a deep breath, count to 10 whatever works for you and choose your response wisely. A calm, measured reaction goes a long way in diffusing tension and keeping things civil. Number 4. Focus on the positive. We all have those days when it's easy to get caught up in negativity. But consciously choosing to focus on the good stuff, their kindness, their humor, even their quirky habits can make a world of difference. Remember, gratitude is like fertilizer for relationships. It helps them grow strong and thrive. Number 5. Communicate with clarity. This one seems obvious, but sometimes the simplest things are the most overlooked. Be direct, be honest, and express your needs clearly. Don't expect people to read your mind, they won't. And remember, good communication is a two-way street. Be open to hearing their perspective as well. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and John, who have been together for 5 years. They love each other deeply, but lately things have been tense. Misunderstandings abound. Communication feels strained, and resentment simmers beneath the surface. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to try out some of these stoic techniques. She starts by actively listening to John, really trying to understand his perspective. When he complains about being stressed at work, she doesn't offer solutions or dismiss his feelings. She simply says, "That sounds incredibly tough. I'm sorry you're going through that." She also focuses on the positive, remembering how much laughter they share and how supportive they are of each other's dreams. And when she feels frustrated, she takes a deep breath before reacting, choosing to communicate her needs calmly and respectfully. The result? A shift in their dynamic. Sarah and John start feeling heard and understood again. They reconnect on a deeper level, their communication becomes smoother, and the tension dissipates. See what I mean? These simple techniques can be incredibly powerful. Remember, folks, relationships are like gardens. They require consistent care and attention to flourish. By embracing these stoic principles, you're not just improving your relationships, you're cultivating a more peaceful and fulfilling life for yourself. So go out there, put these tips into action, and watch those connections blossom. And don't forget to share your experiences with me. I love hearing how these ideas are making a difference in your lives. Stay tuned for another episode of Everyday Stoicism, where we'll explore more practical wisdom for navigating the ups and downs of life. Until then, keep it strong, keep it simple, and keep on growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.